Paul, thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hey, the Delaware Division of the Arts is proud, as always, to support the arts through Delaware's largest day of giving. And the name of that day is Do More 24 Delaware. What is that day all about?
That is a statewide philanthropic event. It's a 24-hour fundraising event where nonprofit organizations can receive donations through the Do More 24 Delaware website. And those donations, that philanthropic contribution then goes to those individual arts organizations and nonprofit organizations. It's an effort that is spearheaded by the United Way of Delaware and Spur Impact Associates.
So this year, Do More 24 Delaware is March 4th and 5th, I believe. And how much will the Division of the Arts be providing in matching funds this year?
The Division of the Arts will be providing up to $425,000 as an incentive for nonprofit arts organizations to work with the Do More 24 Delaware campaign. We will be matching their contributions and proportioning our funds based on how well they do in that 24-hour fundraising initiative.
Paul, you can tell the story better than I can. You live it every day. Take me back to 2020 and talk about arts organizations in the first state and how they suffered during the COVID-19 pandemic, which is still going on. But, you know, we want to talk about 2020 in general.
Sure. The most sudden impact on the arts organizations, the arts community, was the closure of their facilities, the cancellation of programming, and that impacted directly the staff of staffed arts organizations, as well as all of the artists that are either employed or volunteer their services at the community theater level, for example. All that programming in mid-March was canceled, and then what the arts community had to do was, as quickly as possible, sort of shift gears to reopen where they could, to reconfigure the nature of their programming into virtual programming. And, I mean, the downside was that all of these organizations immediately started losing their earned revenue through ticket sales and subscriptions and admission fees. So financially, it was a real blow to the arts sector. And the Division of Small Business has identified the arts sector as a disproportionately impacted industry. They, along with the hospitality industry, have been hit real hard.
Paul, some of those arts organizations are continuing to struggle while others are trying to make a comeback in this new year, 2021. What does the Delaware Division of the Arts plan to do in the coming months to continue to help these organizations that are still struggling, besides this Do More 24 Delaware, again, which happens on March 4th and 5th?
Sure. We have been serving as an information resource for the organizations, connecting them to funding resources available to them, not only with some funding that we received through the National Endowment for the Arts back in April of 2020, but we've also connected the arts sector to the Division of Small Business and their CARES relief grants. So the arts organizations have had access to other funding sources to help offset their losses in earned revenue. What we've also been doing is networking with the organizations to provide information about shifting gears, providing alternative programming. And really, we've been overseeing a number of conversations the arts community has been having on their own with each other about how they might need to be doing business differently moving forward. And I think many of the arts organizations have found that even in a post-COVID world, the nature of their programming is going to be quite different, being more of a combination of virtual and live exhibition and programming.
Yeah, I think the virtual world will be continued for a long time. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. In fact, one of the interesting stories I've heard from arts organizations is how their virtual programming is reaching audiences that they never would have reached otherwise. We have visual arts organizations that have online workshops, and they've got people joining into these workshops from all over the world. And some of our theater and music groups that are doing virtual programming, they're getting listenership from all over the country and internationally. So in some ways, it has sort of expanded the arts organization's reach. The challenge is, how do you monetize that? How do you pay your bills with programming online? But that is one of the other areas where arts organizations are exploring ways to expand their programming and be able to pay for it.
We want to remind everybody we're talking to the director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, Paul Wiegraf. And Paul, I'll give you final words about Do More 24 Delaware.
Sure. I encourage your listeners to check out the Do More 24 Delaware website. And it's very easy to donate to an arts organization. You would simply go to the website, search for the organization of your choice, and if they are on the list, and we are hoping that they will all participate, you can donate to that cause, and your donation will impact how much we are able to support that arts organization as well.